This is the Composer's Datebook for October 15th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1905, Claude Debussy's orchestral suite La Mer, or The Sea, was performed for the first time in Paris. Today, this music is regarded as an impressionistic masterpiece. But early audiences, especially those in America, found it rough sailing. "We clung like a drowning man to a few fragments of the tonal wreck," wrote a 1907 Boston critic, and suggested that instead of The Sea, Debussy should have titled his piece Seasickness. "The sea is persistently ugly," wrote the New York Times that same year. Debussy fails to give any impression of the sea. There's more of a barnyard cackle in it than anything else. And this on La Mer from the Chicago Tribune: "It is safe to say that few understood what they heard, and few heard anything they understood. There are no themes. There's nothing in the way of even a brief motif that can be grasped securely enough by the ear and brain to serve as a guiding line through the tonal maze. There is no end of queer and unusual effects, no end of harmonic complications and progressions that sound so hideously ugly." Ah, the perils of modern music in the early 20th century. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.